following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, if you're considering buying hardwood flooring, don't do anything until you've written down this number and received your free Lumber Liquidators catalog.
The flooring with high quality with an unbeatable price tag.
Call in the next 10 minutes to get your free catalog.
What I bought at Lumber Liquidators is a vastly higher quality than flooring I had installed 6 years ago, and for a fraction of the cost.
So if you want great hardwood flooring at unbeatable prices, trust Lumber Liquidators. We buy direct from the mills. Call right now to get our flooring guide and catalog absolutely free. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring, including solid hardwoods, laminates, and bamboos, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 100-year transferable warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. This free catalog is full of tips, ideas, and our flooring project list to make your buying decisions easy. Hurry, call right now to get a copy of this free guide and catalog. Call 800-265-4352 to get your free copy now. 800-265-4352. 800-265-4352.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles and his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who'll be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Thursday edition here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you for the next hour. Don't forget, Fantasy Football Thursday. Get your questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire and RotoWire.com. You can email them to us. You can Facebook them to us. Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. That's what you can put in for find our Facebook. Like us on Facebook. We update you on what's going to be on the show, what's airing on ESPN Radio, and any special breaking news like we have this morning. And we will talk here in about 5 minutes with Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Yesterday, Steve Sipple was in town for the Husker lunch. They all have articles up on their websites talking about potential candidates. And as things do quickly happen around the university, it seems like they may know about it, but bang, 90 minutes after somebody announces that there's going to be a press conference, Tom Osborne's resigning as the athletic director. Now the Miami of Florida, can you believe that we're saying this? Athletic director has resigned, and it obviously is to come to Nebraska. And so Sean Eichhorst, I hope I'm getting that right, coming to the University of Nebraska, potentially. But why would you reside in Miami if you're not coming here? So we'll find out more. The key, if you haven't been keeping up to date on this, and Sipple was talking about it yesterday, he worked for Barry Alvarez, the former Husker, while he was at Wisconsin and took care of all the important day-to-day duties. So he joined Wisconsin staff in 2006 as a senior associate athletic director, was promoted to executive associate athletic director in 2007. He also has worked at South Carolina and comes out of, hey, University of Wisconsin, Whitewater. So he is not a Division I guy as far as college goes, but earned a law degree from Marquette, practiced law until 99. But he arrived at Miami not even 18 months ago, basically, April of 2011. And then in August, that's when the scandal broke about a booster allegedly providing thousands of impermissible benefits to a ton of athletes through the 2000s. But I, of course, had no involvement in that matter. But get out while the getting's good. So we'll talk with Sean Callahan about that. We're also going to talk a little high school football. Dwayne Art is the head football coach at undefeated Silver Lake. He's going to tell me a little bit about that football team. They're undefeated. And this is one of those stories of a team that went from worst to first? I mean, that's kind of what happened. This is an 8-man team that had 11 kids out last year and now is a 6-man team that is undefeated, and at least one publication has him ranked number one in the state. And he will join us a little bit later on in the program. So that's what's coming up. Sean Callahan in a couple of minutes, then Dwayne Art, then Luke Hoover in our last segment to talk fantasy football. What are your thoughts on what appears to be the new athletic director at Nebraska? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, you can always email the Dent Popper inbox, Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. You may have to go see them after the wind blows stuff into your vehicle today. It is on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and our Dent Popper email address, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. So give us your thoughts on what's going on. So could be busy, and you got to wonder, will we be introduced to a new athletic director tomorrow? I'm sure a lot of folks just don't know a lot about him, and how much do you really want to know about an athletic director? I guess all you know is that he is not a, quote, Nebraska boy, and that doesn't surprise me. I think that was my prediction when we got this whole search started, because Paul Myers is Paul Myers, and everybody likes him, and he raises money, and that's good. Trev Alberts, after the UNO football thing and wrestling, I mean, it just... a bad taste. Even if he's a good guy, even if he did the right thing, that's up for debate, fine. A lot of people say he did what he was told to do and had to do. That, it just wasn't going to set right with Nebraska Nation right now. So, and Jamie Williams, maybe he hasn't been there long enough. I don't know. I've thought maybe if that would be the direction they would go when he was hired a year ago. So Nebraska looking for a new athletic director, and we'll talk to Sean Callahan about it. We've got NFL football tonight, Rams and Cardinals. The Major League Baseball playoffs are set. We'll find out how our preseason predictions did later on in the program. I think I'm okay, because I remember I got the Yankees in there. I got the Braves in there. But I missed out on the Angels. And I think I had the Angels win it at all. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. So that's what's all coming up today as we get ready for another great weekend. There's some volleyball going on tonight. Centennial Conference Tournament begins. Hastings College Volleyball got tested last night, but beat 21st-ranked Midland in 5 sets. So they continue to roll. And we'll be back in action against Morningside on Saturday. And that is just some of what's going on. Also want to remind you that UNK has their Loper Lunch today at 12 noon. Lunch will be served starting at 11:45. So stop by and talk to and listen to the coaches. Football, volleyball, soccer, and cross country will all be on hand today for the Loper Lunch at UNK. 12 noon is when that gets underway. Lunch begins being served at 11:45. Good for the Kansas City Royal fans last night, giving the ovation to Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers, finishing the regular season with the Triple Crown. And yet again this morning on ESPN, some of the baseball boys say, nope, he's not going to win the MVP. I would vote for Mike Trout. What's the point? Trout does it more. What's he do? He's just younger. He runs faster. He just looks better. What are you looking for? What has Cabrera not done? Better average than Trout, more homers than Trout, more RBIs than Trout, in the playoffs than Trout's not. I can't even fathom this argument. I hope the vote is not close. I hope Cabrera wins it. Great season for Mike Trout. Your team didn't make the playoffs, not your fault. But your numbers? Why do they call it the Triple Crown? They're the three most important numbers. It's insane if Miguel Cabrera doesn't win the Triple Ground. Your thought on that? Love to hear from you. And all you have to do is email the Dent Popper inbox, dougandaddy@espnsuperstation.com. Sean Callahan of Husker Online joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for a couple of minutes, because as everybody's doing, they're trying to find out the very latest on who the next athletic director will be at Nebraska. And Sean, it sounds like we pretty much know the answer.
Yeah, you know, on Monday, I put out there in a tweet that Sean Eichhorst of Miami was a potential leading outside candidate from what I had heard. And in fact, over the weekend, I heard some strong talks with a lot of Barry Alvarez people in town, from people that spoke to some people within the Alvarez family, that this would be the guy. And it's moved pretty quick. I'm guessing they weren't anticipating it to kind of get out like it has. And, you know, ideally, I don't think Harvey Perlman probably would want to announce this thing a day before the Ohio State game. But it's looking like that's going to happen. Sean Eichhorst of Miami, who was previously at Wisconsin before that. Looks like he'll be the next athletic director here in Nebraska.
And this ain't a Nebraska fault or a media fault. You step down at Miami, everybody's going to know about it.
Yeah, and I think once the word, his name kind of got out on Monday, the media down there really started putting some heat on and pressure, and then obviously that went over towards the administration at Miami, and then the administration put some heat on I-Course to say, are you staying or are you going? And it sounds like he resigned effective immediately here. And, you know, next thing we wait for is that email. And will it be today or will the announcement come tomorrow? I mean, I from my understanding, there's going to have to be a meeting first with athletic department employees. They're going to know before we know. And there hasn't been anything like that yet officially called that I've heard. And, you know, and the flight from Miami to Lincoln is a 3 or 4 hour flight, so it would take some time to get I-Course here. I would think today we could maybe have it 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon if I had to put a guess out there. Tomorrow, most of the media will be en route to Columbus, so that would make things pretty interesting if they called it tomorrow morning when everyone's already on their way to Columbus.
Yeah, you know what? That's fine. They can put out a statement and say he is, and they can introduce him on Monday, make him part of the press. Well, there wouldn't be a press conference, but I guess there would be a reason to have one with the bye week coming up. Sean Callahan with us here for a couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, as it appears that Sean I-Course will be the next athletic director. What do we know about this guy besides where he's been? What kind of guy is he? What's his background? Do we know that yet?
Well, he's a smart, intelligent guy. I mean, he's a very financially sound business-type man. Who's going to run it like a corporation. He's not an ex-coach. He is an ex-athlete, though. He played college sports at Wisconsin-Whitewater. He's got a legal degree. You know, he's been in South Carolina, Marquette, Wisconsin, and Miami. And he took that Miami job before the Shapiro stuff came down the pipes that will probably put Miami on some sort of NCAA probation for lack of institutional control. And I think when he took that job, obviously, I don't think he probably would have went to Miami if he would have known all that stuff was going to come out and put him in a rough spot. And, you know, I think for him, he was probably looking for a better opportunity. And he's a Midwest guy that, you know, grew up in the Big Ten. And I think for him, this makes perfect sense to go to Nebraska.
Yeah, I already mentioned at the top of the broadcast, he's probably thinking, oh, my God, thank you. Get me the hell out of here.
Well, yeah, they haven't come out with any of those allegations and sanctions yet, so you don't know what's going to happen to Miami. But if USC and Penn State and Ohio State, you know, they were pretty hard on them, and you have to think Miami is going to fall somewhere around what USC got, or who knows what.
Sean, do you classify this guy as a football guy then? I mean we said that he played football and all that. Is he a football guy?
That's hard to say. Andy Kendi, my colleague at KTV Channel 7 in Omaha, you know, he was at Wisconsin when I-Course was there, and he said he's the type of guy that, you know, will tell you what you need to know, maybe not tell you what you want to know. He's going to be really businesslike. He's not going to really show his cards and tell you a lot of things. So I expect him to be a true CEO. That's the picture I'm getting of him right now. Is he's not going to be the good old boy Barry Alvarez style AD. He's going to be the businessman. I mean, so, you know, more in that Bill Byrne, Steve Peterson, I don't want to say Steve Peterson mold, but a guy like that, a guy that's going to really run it like a business, which it is. You know, the key will be his supporting staff and how he, you know, embraces everything around him. And, you know, he's going to have to look at the failures of Steve Peterson as he does this job and make sure he doesn't make some of the mistakes Steve Peterson made to whatever, you know, upset people or alienate people or, you know, and that will be, his first challenge will be to win over people because he's an unknown name. And when you have a lot of internal candidates that are pretty popular candidates like Paul Myers and Jamie Williams and Trev Alberts, you know, outside guy coming in that was at Miami from Wisconsin originally, his first battle will be just to kind of let people get to know him and win over people right away.
Trent wants to know, and we know the answer to this, but I'll let you talk about it via the email. Will I-Course come in immediately or wait till January? Obviously, he'll come in immediately and try and learn the ropes.
Yeah, there'll be kind of a shadowing process where Osborne will probably work with him hand in hand and show him the ropes. But yeah, I would expect him to come in here, sometime here in the next month. I mean, maybe right away, or maybe there'll be a couple weeks of transition before he gets here. But that will probably be announced when he comes. I guess the main thing we're trying to figure out is will it be announced today, or how will they handle this thing?
What do you think, Sean? Good hire? I mean, at this point, as far as the names we knew from Jamie Williams and Trev Alberts and Paul Myers, my thought all along was it's Jamie Williams or we go outside the program. Did you kind of concur with that?
I thought Paul had a shot, but I don't know. I mean,
I always thought with Paul, why mess with a good thing? He's still going to do what he does, right?
And somebody brought up a point to me that to be the athletic director of the job posting stated you must have a master's degree, and I don't know if Paul actually even has a master's degree. And
that's why they didn't return my call. Damn it!
That type of stuff might matter. I mean, I don't know that for 100% fact, but somebody mentioned that to me this morning. But, no, I think he's a good hire. He basically ran that Wisconsin athletic department under Barry Alvarez. Well, Barry Alvarez is kind of the overseer of everything. He comes highly recommended from Barry Alvarez, highly recommended from South Carolina, where he worked with Steve Spurrier, Lou Holtz, the baseball coach there, Ray Tanner. So he is a guy that is highly recommended. He's an up-and-comer, young athletic director. And Donna Shalala at Miami was originally at Wisconsin before that. So she knew what she was getting down at Miami when he went down there. And, she hires good people in those roles. Kirby Holcutt was there before. He was kind of considered an up-and-coming guy as well, and he left to go to Texas Tech. I think it's a good hire in terms of his pedigree and track record. And I think, like I said, though, the fear amongst Nebraska fans is Steve Peterson. You don't want this to be another Steve Peterson type of deal. But Steve Peterson was a guy we did know, and nobody could have predicted that was going to happen. I think this will be closer to more like a Bill Byrne type hire, where he's going to be a very financially sound guy that's going to make the right decisions for the athletic department, and he's going to really keep building this multi-million-dollar corporation into a bigger multi-million-dollar corporation.
Well, we'll just wait for the official announcement. And Sean Callahan, one question, we'll let you get out of here. Bo wants this whole thing to be kind of – the whole season so far for Nebraska has kind of been under the radar, and now with this out there, this Ohio State game will probably be a little more under the radar. How do you see – this can't affect the game Saturday, so how do you see things going?
The players don't really care.
No. they don't care.
They don't – it's kind of like at your high school, you don't really know who the principal. If you get a new principal at your high school, it's not going to affect you on your game on Friday night. So for them, it doesn't really matter. I won't give an actual prediction, but I think the biggest thing for Nebraska in the game on Saturday is they have to come out of the gates and start fast. They need, and we'll know early on how they're going to come out of the gates, whether that's getting the good field position, getting that offensive tempo, and most importantly, not fumbling the ball, and then containment of Braxton Miller. I mean, those are the most important things. It is very tough, though, to win in the Big Ten at night. We have seen it the last 2 years. The home team at night on the big stage on these ABC games has won every single game the last 2 years. This year Notre Dame did beat Michigan State in East Lansing. But other than that, you go back to last year, Wisconsin got beat at Ohio State. Wisconsin got beat at Michigan State. Nebraska beat Ohio State. Michigan beat Notre Dame last week. Nebraska beats Wisconsin at night. So it is very hard to win in this league at night. That's one thing you have to look at as you look at this matchup. And playing in front of 105,000 people, they're saying this will be one of the craziest atmospheres ever in Columbus.
Well, folks, you can check out Sean's prediction on Saturday at Husker Online, and for the very latest on the athletic director search and what is going to be definitely a potential hiring very, very soon, go to Husker Online. And, Sean, thanks, as always, for stepping in on short notice.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Have fun this weekend. Sean Callahan from HuskerOnline.com. As it appears, Nebraska has their next athletic director in Sean Eichhorst. He will be in his second year at Miami of Florida. He has resigned, and why would he resign if he's not coming to the University of Nebraska? He just took that job. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney is there for you. Stop stop in today, tomorrow, get that car cleaned up, get it fixed up, because when the first chill goes through your body, you're always thinking, here comes winter. Make sure it's ready to go by running it through the Mopar Express Lane. 30 minutes or less, you don't even need an appointment. They're there for you. They'll give you that 27-point safety inspection, and you can wait, or they'll take you where you need to go, back home, back to work, in and out, quickly done. ThinkMidway.com. It's a better way. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Spencer Schubert's going to slide in and join me in our next segment right after this.
A car continuously filled with low detergent gas can only take you so far. While a car continuously filled with BP gasoline with Invigorate can go a little farther. When used continuously, BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so your car can get a few more miles per tank compared to one that continuously uses low detergent gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play.
What? Golic, did you play without a helmet?
Hey, I'm talking La Quinta in the two-minute drill.
What two-minute drill?
LQ's instant hold. Just use your smartphone and punch in your phone number. You'll hold a room tonight in under 2 minutes. Well, really more like a few seconds.
So really it's more like a few seconds drill.
There's no few seconds drill in football.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take our business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Thursday, it's an NFC West showdown when the St. Louis Rams host the Arizona Cardinals. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Edward Jones Dome for all the action. Can Kevin Cobb and the surprising Cardinals stay atop the division, or will Sam Bradford and the Rams shuffle the cards? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Thursday night brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
We'll see some sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 59. Northwest winds will stay gusting around 15 to 30. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies and a diminishing north wind, will fall to 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Greg Zuerlein is a stud. That's all I'm saying. And you'll see him tonight, Thursday Night Football. And you can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. You're home for the National Football League. We will be bringing you baseball playoffs tomorrow. The time's not going to work out because we got high school football top 10 matchups. But we will be getting into that and breaking down who's going where at what time. In our next segment, Dwayne Art, the head football coach at Silver Lake, going to join us. A team that went 1-7 last year is 5-0 this year. We're going to talk about that with the second-year coach of the Mustangs and the turnaround that they've had. Plus, get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. We had a ton of them last week, so get them in. More bye weeks this week. I know it's affecting some of my guys. Let's talk about the buys, who you need, who can be your replacement at this stage in the game. Email or Facebook them to us here at the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, the email, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. But Spencer Schubert of NTV slides in. And once again, I have to preview this. Spencer is the youngest co-host, I think, that we've had. We've had like a couple that are in your ballpark, okay? So the reason I say that is because it brings a little new perspective. You're not like 5 or 6 years younger than me. You're
a couple more.
Yeah.
Seven or eight.
Somewhere between 5 and 6 and considerably younger than me. But NTV sports anchor, and we were talking during the break. You've got a different take. You're just the gut feeling on the hire of the athletic director, which is not official yet. Mm-hmm. If you're just joining us, we talked to Sean Callahan. Sean Eichhorst looks like he's coming in. He's been at South Carolina. Then he was Barry Alvarez's right-hand man until he went to Miami for the last 18 months. And then he was not part of a scandal down there, but it looks like they could be just swatted with some big sanctions. Mm-hmm. Get out while you can. But you don't like it.
I don't know. I mean, it's safe to say us TV guys, we're not supposed to have opinions.
Not him, the hire.
I don't
like
the hire.
It's like Tim Miles.
There you go.
It's like Tim Miles.
There you go.
Great guy. Appears to be a great guy.
Sure. Let's see how he does in the win-loss column. You never know. People might change their opinions once they see the win-loss column.
What's he going to do in the win-loss column?
Eichhorst, it's a guy that nobody really knows about around here. I mean, Barry Alvarez, he has the recommendation from him. People like Barry Alvarez around here. Obviously, now that Nebraska's beaten Wisconsin, they like him even more. But this I-Course tire, I was listening to that interview on my speeding trip over here and with Sean, and him kind of referencing the business-like mentality, and that's what Steve Peterson brought. Obviously, that didn't work here. Is it going to work if I-Course comes around and does the same thing?
Bill Byrne wasn't necessarily loved when he started raising the prices of things. And let's face it, it's conservative Nebraska. But look where we're at today. Bill Byrne did some really good things.
And I'll ask you, yeah, Bill Byrne did some great things. I mean, you might not like him while he's here, but when he's gone, you might just cherish it. But how old is this guy? I saw a couple pictures. He is a young fella. I'm going to go ahead and guess Bo Pelini's older than him. I'm going to guess John
Cook. He graduated from UW-Whitewater in 1990.
Okay.
So you give him 22 years on top of 22. So he's about 40. Yeah, about the same age, about 45. He's going to be in his mid to upper 40s. And you're right. I don't see an official age on any of the releases here.
So I mean, depending on his age, how much are these coaches? John Cook, a tenured volleyball coach, a guy that even on NTV was listed as a potential candidate for this position. Bo Pelini, a guy. I mean, these guys aren't old. I'm not calling these coaches old. Connie Yori. Just go on down the list. A lot of older generation coaches maybe bringing in this young gun to be their boss. How's that going to work? I mean, if all of a sudden they hired me here, if they hired me here and you had to work under me,
wouldn't happen.
How would that work for you? I mean,
it
so
just depends. Well, we already know you're smarter, better looking, so I'd have to
true.
I'd have to give you
it's
that.
Very true.
And
yeah.
I'd have to see if I've
been out of the radio gig for a while. This TV stuff, it wears on you.
Hard employee to handle right here, so I don't know, man.
You a diva?
I don't know. Yeah, yeah. That word is used a lot around here. Your thoughts, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. I'm told that he's 43.
Okay.
But again, you want to bring in a guy that's going to be here 20, 25 years, I believe. That gives you time to take a whole generation and move it to the next generation.
Right.
Devaney was here a long time. Bill Byrne wasn't here quite that long. Then that guy was here. And then you had Tom Osborne take over and put it where he wants. He's coming in at a pretty good time. Football stadium is about as renovated as it can be seating-wise for a while. The practice facility is there. You've got Haymarket Park. You've got the new basketball arena. I don't know what's next. I think that takes care of all the major sports.
Yeah.
So you do some fine-tuning, and you kind of get everything geared up for another push in about 10 years.
The thing we always joked about, when Tom Osborne got hired as AD at Nebraska, he doesn't like to fundraise. He had to do it as a coach. He hated it. So when you hire a guy like that as your AD, you don't know how that fundraising is going to go. Apparently the name Tom Osborne carried a lot of weight when he went out to those fundraisers, those galas, whatever you want to say. Bringing in a guy like this that is business-minded, like Sean said, maybe that'll benefit the programs that aren't football, that aren't basketball, that aren't obviously women's basketball as well with that new arena coming in. Maybe the revenue sharing, so to speak, inside the university will spread out a little bit more since there won't be renovations to be had. But I do like the business aspect as long as it's not all business. As long as he still has a little Father Tom in him, even though he's only 43 years old. As long as he's a guy that's personable and can relate to these coaches. Like you said, he has been a coach. He was a player. So he has that college background. It'll just be interesting to see, because I don't know if you can really determine off of the 18 months he was in Miami how good of an AD he'll be here.
Well, if Barry Alvarez gives him the thumbs up, I guess I'll have to take you're going to take that recommendation, aren't you?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, Barry Alvarez is a guy that he praised Nebraska. We ran a story on Thursday last week, or Friday, excuse me, where we get in the other corner. It's a little series we do, and Barry had nothing but good things to say in the interview we were able to obtain from some TV networks out there. I mean, he talked up Nebraska, said, we're going to be lucky to get out of here with a win. And I mean, I don't think he's going to do anything to hurt Nebraska. And obviously this recommendation, I don't think would have any malice behind it at all.
Major League Baseball playoffs, and we'll still take your thoughts, your emails of what's going on with the new apparent athletic director hire for the University of Nebraska in Sean Eichhorst, who resigned at Miami here within the last 24 4 hours, and we will keep an eye out, keep an ear out. If we can bring you the press conference when he is introduced, we will, of course, do that here on ESPN Radio. And you never know, because they've done Sunday things before. Bo was hired on a Sunday. He was introduced on a Sunday. So don't forget that we'll do our best to bring that to you for what it's worth. 888-455-3776. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox again as we talk a little baseball. Spencer, imagine this scenario, if you will.
Okay.
The Los Angeles Lakers, through 80% of their season, have the best record in the NBA. I can imagine that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they decide to set Kobe Bryant down for the season and playoffs because he's played too many games in the past year, even though he feels fine. And then LeBron leads in points, rebounds, and assists, but Carmelo wins the MVP. Mm-hmm. People would go insane. Well, this is happening with baseball, and that's why it's a dying sport.
Hmm. Well, I don't think Kobe Bryant's going to be coming off Tommy John anytime soon. If anybody knows the ramifications of that surgery, that operation.
Of course,
operation.
Talking about Steven Strasburg, right. Pitcher for right. Washington, yeah.
And is Steven Strasburg a great pitcher? He's not the only pitcher on that team. And he's not necessarily the Kobe Bryant of that team. I understand the email that we're getting in here on the Dent Popper inbox, but this is a team that's going to do pretty well in the playoffs with or without Steven Strasburg. Would he help? Yes. No doubt would this guy help. He's probably their best pitcher, or if not, the number two. He's going to be a guy that would be in that playoff rotation for this team. But is he going to completely ruin their playoff chances, their World Series chances? I don't think so.
Well, we will take a look at the playoffs. Here's what happens. It's a new format, starting to understand it at least a little bit. It's what the messed up deal is you know, the champion goes on the road to play a wild card winner, but yet you can still have your advantage. So here is what we've got. That's well done printing out the bracket there. The wild card games tomorrow will have Baltimore taking on the A's. And it will be, no, that's not right. That's not right. They're playing Texas. Baltimore's playing Texas, so that's wrong. That's wrong. That's off the Major League Baseball website,
Mr.
too, isn't
Abel.
It? That's wrong. So Baltimore travels to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the winner of that will then play the Yankees. It's a one-game playoff, so there's two wild cards this year. Remember, St. Louis would not have gotten in to defend their world championship had it not been for the new format. St. Louis will travel to Atlanta. Then the winner of that will play Washington in the best of series, which gets underway this weekend. Cincinnati plays San Francisco in the other National League Series, and Detroit will play Oakland in the other American League Series, which gets underway on Saturday. We will make our predictions during this program. Earlier this year, there was another guy that used to co-host this program with me, and he had the Angels and the Phillies in the World Series. His wild cards were the Dodgers and Cincinnati. Let's see his picks. He had the Yankees, good. He had Detroit, good. Wild cards, Boston and Texas. So he got 1-for-2. So he was 3-of-6, 3-of-5 in the American League. In the National League, Philly, no. Cardinals got in on a wild card. San Francisco won the division. And he had Cincy. So he went 6 out of 10. That's respectable.
Not bad.
Then he blows up in the playoffs. Okay, me. Yankees, correct. Detroit, correct. Angels, incorrect. Wild card, Texas, yep. And Tampa, nope. Nobody picked Baltimore. In the National League, Miami. I screwed up. I knew.
Ozzie.
I want to say that my prediction was Philadelphia wasn't making it, and I think that is better than picking Miami.
Right.
And I had Atlanta coming out as a wild card. Correct. St. Louis winning the Central and Cincinnati. I just had them flip-flop. Mm-hmm. And then I went, you got to pick somebody else, dark horse. I took Arizona in the West. So 1-2-3, same as the big fellow. We both went 6-for, and I had Atlanta in the World Series. Doing it for Chipper, baby.
Hey.
Doing it for Chipper. Come on,
the
Chipper.
Encore one more time.
I can't just pull the Skip Carey voice out of nowhere and Chipper Jones, but let's see if Chipper can get it done. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, or do you want to make your prediction right now?
No, we'll wait.
We'll wait for Jeff to get the right bracket, and we're going to talk to Dwayne Art, Silver Lake football coach. Get your fantasy football questions in for Luke Hoover. It's all coming up right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play.
What? Golic, did you play without a helmet?
Hey, I'm talking La Quinta in the two-minute drill.
What two-minute drill?
LQ's instant hold. Just use your smartphone and punch in your phone number. You'll hold a room tonight in under 2 minutes. Well, really more like a few seconds.
So really it's more like a few seconds drill.
There's no few seconds drill in football.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take our business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see some sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 59. Northwest winds will stay gusting around 15 to 30. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies and a diminishing north wind, will fall to 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on. Just try your best. Try everything you can. What they tell themselves when you're away. It just takes.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, brought to you in part by Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Since 1977, when Bruce Furniture opened their doors, the focus has been about you, the customer. They're talking about you specifically, what you want in color, size, style, price. They're going to take care of you, because in the last 34 years, they would not have grown to the four locations in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance had they not taken care of the customer. You'll be a visitor for only a few minutes at Bruce Furniture. After that, you'll be a friend, because friends take care of friends, and they want to take care of you at Bruce Furniture, just right for you. Check out brucefurniture.com, their Facebook page as well, Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Let's do it quick, because I know we're going to run out of time. Who you taking? We got St. Louis, Atlanta. I'm taking Atlanta. Who you taking?
Atlanta.
Baltimore, Texas. Who you taking?
Going to go with the Orioles just for fun.
Yeah, because I think they want it more. Texas is probably still better. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah. There you just look at who's got the best pitcher. And
I'm going for who I want, and I want both.
All right. Detroit, Oakland. Who you got there? Got
to go with the Tigers.
Oakland is red hot, baby.
They're red hot. And the Rockies
have that story. Do they do the St. Louis Cardinals thing? Or do they, we got there and now we just... die.
I think it was a get there and die thing for them. That's my thought. But
you took Detroit.
I'll take Detroit.
I'm going to take Detroit too. Although I think that would be kind of fun to see.
Oh yeah,
Oakland win. Okay, the Yankees versus Baltimore. We both took Baltimore. Who you got? I'm taking the Yankees. I'll pick first. I'm taking the Yankees.
All right. I gotta go with the Yankees. Baltimore. That's the dream story you want to see through this playoffs. I think that's going to be the best TV ratings. But I think it ends at the Yankees.
So I've got New York versus Detroit for the American League pennant. Mm-hmm. And by the way, I just want to let John and Carney know that I did find the T-shirt. And I will be sporting that.
Hey,
that's all I can say.
There you go.
National League, San Francisco, Cincinnati. The first two at San Francisco. Maybe that pitching isn't as great as it has been with Lincecum. I'm going to take Cincinnati.
I was going to do the same thing. I went to two Rockies games.
Follower.
I went to two Rockies game this year, and both of them were against Cincinnati. Cincinnati crushed the Rockies. Now, the Rockies, not the best team in the Major League Baseball scene, but nonetheless, Cincinnati looked good then. I think they still probably look pretty good now.
And I've got Atlanta to beat Washington without Strasburg. What do you think?
You know, I'll back up my talk in the earlier segment. I'm taking the Nationals over Atlanta. I think the team is loaded with or without Strasburg. I think they're going to overcome that. I think that's going to give them that chip on their shoulder that everybody's saying this team's not going to be able to do it without him. I think that's going to anger this team. I think that's going to give them that extra edge to be like, we're going to prove you wrong.
Well, Teddy Roosevelt momentum, taking him into the playoffs, winning the president's race yesterday. It's all over the place.
It's huge. Huge.
You know who else is hot? That's the Silver Lake Mustangs. And head football coach Dwayne Art joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Off to an amazing start. Coach, thanks for giving us some time today, and great job so far this season.
Thank you for having me.
Well, a lot of things have switched up. This isn't a 1-7 ball club, and there's two less guys on the field. Are you even amazed at the transition that, even though you had some talent come back, are you even amazed at the transition this team has made?
Yeah, it has surprised me a little bit, but the kids have really bought into what we're doing, and it's really kind of taken off.
Obviously, I'm just looking at the roster, and I'm gonna fess up. I wanted you on the show today because I don't know really anything about your football team, but when I look at some of the names on there, like Monroe, like Grable, you see some names that had brothers, had dads, starting to do some things. Tell me about the kids on your football team and who's leading you where.
Right now, Siler Monroe's our sophomore quarterback, and he's a younger brother of Sawyer Monroe, who played for us a couple of years ago when we were in the playoffs. He's right now sitting at 40 for 71 with 825 yards passing. He does a really good job. He runs our offense very efficiently. Siler's throwing to Jaden Grable, who had an older brother that played here a few years ago. He's got 20 receptions for 502 yards and 11 touchdowns. Our rushing attack is led by sophomore Journey Erickson, who's got 771 yards on 78 carries. Catarino Perez is another big help to us. He's a fullback, and he is a very voracious blocker and really helps out that running attack we've got.
Coach, Doug and I were talking about this during the break. How much would you say, obviously, making this jump changes between 8 and 6 guys on the field? How much bigger does that field get, and how much does your coaching change? Just kind of walk us through that transition for you.
Well, it is kind of big because you got the two less players on the same size of an 8-man field. You really, if you make one mistake, it's going to cost you, and it's going to cost you big. The kids have to really be aware of what's going on around them, make their reads very quickly, and get to where they need to be. It also helps if you've got a lot of quickness and speed on each side of the ball to get from that sideline to sideline. Kind of thing.
Dwayne Art is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the head football coach at Silver Lake. People always chuckle at me at the past until they went and watched a 6-man game. We've always contended from 25 years ago when 6-man really got reinstituted in this state. You have to be probably in better shape to play 6-man football than 8 or 11-man football.
Well, exactly. You've got to be in track season shape, and that's kind of the approach that we took. This year was, you know, just getting ready to go out and run a lot of track meets on the field. A lot of conditioning, and the kids understand that and have had no complaints, and they just give us what they got.
And with this conditioning, I guess, what would you say is the position that gets more amplified in this move? Is it easy to say quarterback, or is it maybe the 3-down lineman?
I mean, the center, because he can catch the ball.
The center.
Come
I
on.
Mean, what position, obviously, the big change there with the center. But I guess what position would you say takes the biggest hit, the biggest change, so to speak?
He probably is right. It's probably the center. Because with the center, you still got to have great blocking skills, but then you also have to be able to run a pass route and catch a ball and take a hit, take a tackle.
Dwayne, sometime when we're off the air, I'll give you some center stories.
My receiver dream can finally come true.
You should have played six-man, Spencer. Doug Duda, Spencer Schubert with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And one thing about six-man football that is not different than 8- and 11-man football, you still have to win with some defense out there. And there's the thought that it's always 80 to 60 is not true. You've got to play some defense. How's that going for you?
Right now, the kids are beginning to adjust defensively. It was very easy for us offensively to take off and go. There weren't a whole lot of changes. We just plugged it in and ran it. You know, defense where everybody's eligible, you run a man-to-man defense, you can't ignore anybody. You know, if the quarterback's scrambling, you come off your man to make a tackle, he throws to that man who's wide open, and down the field they go. So it really takes a lot of discipline to play on the defensive side, and you got to be mentally tough.
Coach, in these smaller towns, it's always fun to see these stories of, you know, teams that struggle the year before and come back out and just kind of surprise everybody. What's the community of Silver Lake and just that area for you? How are they embracing this team and what you guys have been able to do so far this season?
Well, when we first talked about going six-man, there was some opposition to it because I don't think they really understood the game. But now that they see the success that our kids are having and that the team's having, they're backing us 100%. We usually have a spirit bus that we take for our kids, and last week we went up to Walt Hill, and the parents actually chartered a bus to take a busload of parents up there to watch us play. So they've backed us very well.
And that's one thing about six-man still. Since there aren't very many teams in the state, there is some major travel required. And Santee is your next ball club that is scheduled to come down tomorrow. Afternoon game, I believe, right, Coach? Can you tell us anything about tomorrow's matchup?
Tomorrow's game will start at 3 o'clock. Santee, I think they're 1-4 or 1-5 right now. They've kind of hit some hard times. I've been hearing that their numbers are down a little bit, around 10 or under 10 kids that are out. And so it could be an interesting matchup. I tell my kids every day we don't take anybody lightly in this game, and we've played enough games where one team can be up by 30 and be down by 6, you know, after a quarter. So we're not taking anybody lightly.
Well, the hope here is that Santee bus does show up tomorrow for a football game. Finally,
you're right.
Because that has happened before. Silver Lake fans, keep in touch with the school tomorrow. Make darn sure there's a 3 o'clock kickoff. Finally, Coach, everybody's going to be looking now. All of a sudden, playoffs have never been a talk. You're going to be in the playoffs, it looks like. And the last game of the season is at Juanita Palisade. It's either them or you guys that are ranked number one in the polls, which will turn right around. You both want to get back to UNK's Foster Field for the championship game. How do you keep the reins pulled back here for the next couple of weeks? Because that will be obviously a huge game.
Well, that's something that we started at the beginning of the season. We told the kids we focus only on who we play that week, and we don't talk about anybody else, don't even want to hear about it in the halls. They've adhered to that very well. They, you know, in the back of their minds, they know that Juanita's out there. They know that they're doing very well, but I've never heard a word about what are we going to do, you know, 2 or 3 weeks down the road, and I think that's going to help us in the long run.
Well, Dwayne, we'll let you get back to work for this week's game. Thanks so much for the time, and congratulations. Those 1-7 teams or seasons are hard to live through, and the kids have really put the work in, you can tell, and hopefully things continue in the win column. Take care.
Thank you.
Take care. Dwayne Art, the head football coach at Silver Lake, joining us here on Doug and Daddy Show. If you've never seen a six-man game, you got to go see a six-man game. 3 o'clock, you can get off, go over there tomorrow before it gets really nasty tomorrow night.
It's gonna get ugly. Us sports extra fellas, we're not gonna be fun. You get the press box, you get that luxury, the heater.
Not always.
It depends on how big a class you're covering.
It's getting better. I'm headed to Sutton tomorrow for Sutton and Donovan Trumbull here on ESPN. Randy Bushcutter will have Kearney Catholic Cozad. We've also got Hastings McCook and Adams Central Minden. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. Chuck from Burwell says, when's the Royals playoff game?
5 years from now. Talking to two Royals fans here, Chuck. Two of them.
I think Chuck is, too. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King, home of the Whopper. It's Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Slide by for lunch today or anytime. And they are located near the Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. or next to Walmart. 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. They've just made it official. Bobby Valentine fired as the manager of the Boston Red Sox. Duh! We're back with Luke Hoover, RotoWire. Get us your fantasy football questions. We'll talk about it next.
The Heisman and Nissan are built on a heritage of excellence. With Nissan launching three all-new models, the legacy continues. The all-new Altima, the all-new Pathfinder, and the all-new Sentra are pulling up to the Nissan Heisman House, a fraternity made up of college football's greatest athletes, the Heismans. Only Nissan gives the fans an official vote for the next Heisman winner. Help recruit the rookie by going to NissanHeismanHouse.com to get to know the Heismans and vote.
This Columbus Day at Lowe's, find 10% off major appliances, $399 or more, and $5 off gallon-sized Valspar Signature Paint via online or mail-in rebate. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases over $599 when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Hurry into Lowe's to discover savings throughout the store. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offer valid through October 8th. Excludes miscellaneous. Credit offer valid October 4th through October 8th. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jersey's in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week, like on Mondays, 45-cent wings, Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Pickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
More exciting high school football comes your way Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, it's a top 10 battle in C1 as Kearney Catholic travels to Cozad. On ESPN 1550, Hastings will host McCook. On 1230 KHAS, Adams Central travels to Minden. And on Classic Hits 98.9, a top 10 battle in C2 as Donovan Trumbull travels to Sutton. All games kick off 7 o'clock this Friday night.
We'll see some sunshine develop as we head through the day today with a high temperature around 59. Northwest winds will stay gusting around 15 to 30. Tonight, with partly cloudy skies and a diminishing north wind, will fall to 30. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Momentarily, Luke Hoover from RotoWire will answer your fantasy football questions. Don't forget, you can vote on our ESPN Superstation poll question. Which quarterback would you rather have starting for your team? 61% Taylor Martinez, 39% Braxton Miller.
Yeah.
There's still some Martinez haters out
right there.
Which wild card team is the biggest threat to win the World Series? That's our poll question today. Braves, Cardinals, Orioles, Rangers. I'll take the Braves.
I'll take the Cardinals. Got to go with the champs until they get knocked off, don't you?
We've already made our predictions to get to the championship games. I have the Yankees playing Detroit and Cincinnati playing Atlanta. You're very similar. You have Yankees-Detroit as well, but you have Washington and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you got going to the World Series, and who's winning it?
Cincinnati and Detroit, exactly opposite of somebody I know. And I have Cincinnati, the Reds. I think it's a curse when you see the team in person because then you think they're really good.
Somebody's going to be running in here like
right,
that here in just
right,
a minute.
Right, right. I saw them in person. I'll just put it up now. I saw it in person. Cincinnati over Detroit in the World Series.
I am sticking with – I took Atlanta at the beginning of the year to get there, and I had them losing in the World Series to the Angels. But it could be one and done. But I'm going to take Atlanta over the Yankees, which would make me watch baseball once again. I would love it. Luke Hoover, who's going to win the World Series, man? Let's start baseball. Who you got?
You know what? I'm ready to talk a little football. If I weigh in, I'm going to have to go with the Yankees because that's where my heart is. You know, I don't know that I believe it, but I'm going to stick with my heart on that one.
Luke. Oh, Luke. We liked him so much, but now we got to put a strike up against him, being a Yankee fan.
I golf with a guy that's a Yankees fan.
You've got to give me a little pass. My grandfather grew up in the Bronx.
Okay. All right.
He's got roots.
A little one. Luke Hoover with this fantasy football time from RotoWire. Let's get right after him. Our first question comes from Scott in Kearney, who says this is a touchdown-only league. He wants to start two of these four running backs: Chris Johnson, Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, Michael Bush, Ryan Williams. Touchdown only, which two do you like, Luke?
Michael Bush is definitely my favorite right there, just because of the amount of goal line touches he gets, and, you know, Jacksonville is not stopping the run very much. You know what? I'd give Ryan Williams a slight nod in a touchdown league over Chris Johnson, because I still don't trust him. And Minnesota's defense has been playing great against the run, whereas St. Louis has been terrible so far.
Okay, we got a guy, Josh in Kearney. He's got a story for you. A guy in his league dropped Antonio Brown for Brian Hartline. He has a waiver request to get him, but he won't find out until tomorrow. The question is, does he wait and see that outcome, or should he snag up Dominic Hixon now? Nixon, Bardem obviously both out, so Hixon could put up some numbers. And then he says he really only needs a replacement for the next two weeks, I should say, as Megatron and Brandon Marshall go through buys.
I would definitely elect to go with Brown if I can over Hixon. I suppose there's a possibility. I'm not sure how his league's structured. You might be able to pick up Hixon today and hold him, and then, you know, maybe even put him in it for the claim to get Brown. And if that doesn't work out, then you still have Hixon, which is fine as well, for this week at least. But obviously Brown going forward is going to be a better commodity than Hixon, unless Akeem Nix, you know, is going to wind up on IR and missing the whole year. Hixon's value is nowhere near what Brown's is.
Don't say that. Nix is on my lineup. I got him on my bench,
that's
obviously.
What we got Luke for, man.
Yeah, don't say that, Luke. Come on now.
Don't forget, email us your fantasy football questions here over the next few minutes for Luke Hoover of RotoWire. Merritt says, I need to sit one of these wide receivers. Who does he sit? Reggie Wayne, Lance Moore, Brian Hartline, Antonio Brown.
I would probably sit Lance Moore. I mean, he's getting a lot of targets, but you know, he actually had a number of drops. I don't know if they actually recorded him as drops last week, but what looked like drops, and he didn't play particularly well against the Packers, and with Breece throwing well over 400 yards. All those other options are too strong to bench at this point.
Matt from Kearney has my similar dilemma. I'll have to see what his fantasy team looks like. He wants to know, who do you take, Matt Ryan or Drew Brees? It seems like it's a question I normally ask it for my team, but I guess it'll be fun to hear you answer Matt's question this week.
You know what? Most weeks, as good as Ryan is playing, I would have to say Brees, but Matt Ryan has got the Redskins defense this week. They've been just terrible against the pass, one of the worst in the league. They've given up the most passing touchdowns of anybody with 11 already in four games. I think Matt Ryan's going to have a huge week.
This is from Andy in Kearney. Here are my fantasy football questions for the week. These are not PPR leagues. One, is Steven Jackson going to play tonight? I have Daryl Richardson in case he can't go. Is Richardson a better play than Jackson?
Richardson's probably not the better play. The expectation is Jackson's going to start. You might want to obviously follow up right before kickoff to make sure he is active. But assuming he's active, he's going to start and he's going to get the majority of the carries. You know, unless he actually suffers an in-game setback, but he should be fine. He played most of last week and toughed it out. It's a tough matchup for him with the Cardinals now.
Is Sean Drawn of Kansas City or Kendall Hunter of San Francisco a better play this week? Must be a deep league.
it must be a deep league, but I would go with Hunter between the two of them. The Bills just gave up a ton of points, and particularly on the ground, to the Patriots, allowing two 100-yard rushers and having Brandon Bolden come out of nowhere against them. You know, Hunter's a good player, and he ran well last week and got in the end zone. You know, if the Niners build a big lead, he's going to get the ball.
Injury question for you. Obviously, every week there's some guys coming off nicks and bruises. Akeem Nix is a universal guy for that. Obviously, he's out this week. Matt Forte, running back for the Bears, listed as questionable. Is he going to have a good day?
Forte's still going to suit up, as far as I can tell. He came out after the first play versus Dallas, but then just had his ankle retaped, and he ran pretty hard the rest of the way. he's going to play and he's going to have a good game with Jacksonville being one of the bottom teams against the run. They're giving up, I want to say they're around 30th or so in the league, so a lot of yards per game, a handful of scores. He's going to lose the touchdowns probably to Michael Bush, but he'll have good yardage.
Let's stay here with another question. Let's get into some wide receivers. Because of bye weeks, I need to choose between these three guys for my flex: Andrew Hawkins, Randall Cobb, Brandon LaFell.
If I'm taking just one of them, I would probably lean towards Cobb. LaFell has been awful the last couple of weeks, and Seattle's a pretty tough pass defense going into Carolina. I don't expect a big week from any of the Panthers, really. If assuming Greg Jennings sits, which it looks like he will, Cobb's going to have some opportunities, so he could have a breakout week.
We'll keep talking, Randall Cobb. Do you drop him and pick up Dominic Hickson, or do you keep Cobb?
Oof, that's a tough call. I probably, unless it was, you know, I just needed a one-week play and I was strong otherwise at wide receiver, I wouldn't drop him. Hickson's good for this week, but as soon as Nix is back, which could be next week, maybe longer, you know, he's suddenly a lot less valuable, and Cobb has higher upside. Greg Jennings is also dealing with the groin injury, so I like Cobb a little more. A
couple minutes left with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. If you've got a fantasy football question, drop it to us in our email or Facebook us as well, and we'll get it over to Luke. Here's a question for you. Trade. Been offered Mike Williams for Donald Brown. Your thoughts?
You know what? I probably wouldn't take that simply because there are just so few good starting running backs in the league, and that's not to say Donald Brown's going to have a really big season going forward. He could be solid. His last game, you know, he had 100 total yards for the first time this year. Hasn't run the ball especially effective yet, but it's so much thinner of a position at running back. You might still be able to find a good wide receiver down the line off of waivers, you know. So I would stick with Brown.
Luke, I got to ask you. The defenses this last week really showed up. I was the guy everybody made fun of during the draft for drafting a defense too high. I picked up the 49er defense. They've done me pretty well this year. Is there any other defenses out there? I know the 49ers in some leagues scored up to 41 points. I know in the 30s in most leagues. I know the Bears had a good week. Is the defensive special teams position in most fantasy leagues, is that something that's surprised you, or are there some sleepers there, I guess you could say, to maybe pick up off the waivers?
Yeah, I mean, a handful of teams have surprised me, one being the Cardinals. You know, got a nice matchup tonight with the Rams. They've played exceptionally well at times, but just between the Eagles and Patriots games, they allowed just one touchdown, which is remarkable. You know, they fly the ball really well. They're really aggressive defense. They force some turnovers, get a lot of sacks. Another one is the Vikings, who, you know, kind of come out of nowhere. They were terrible, you know, stopping the pass last year. And I kind of thought, for one at least, that would continue. But they've been considerably stronger, you know, in all phases, slowing down the running game, stopping the pass. They could be an interesting play this week versus Tennessee. So, yeah, there have definitely been some surprises. And as you say, some really high-scoring defenses. The 49ers, the Texans, and the Bears have been putting up a lot of points.
This comes from Jack in Wood River. What do I do with Randy Moss? And I'll say that that's also one of my questions. I mean, because when you get into these, whatever the league is, I've got him in a touchdown league, I've got him in a regular standard league, and now when you get to a point where you got to do some drop and adds to pick up that next kicker or next defense or next wide receiver because of the bye weeks, I kind of think that he's going to hit a big week here, and then he's going to have three more that he doesn't do anything. What's your thoughts?
You know, I would have absolutely no problem dropping Moss at this point. He's just not that involved in their offense, and they're not a particularly, you know, explosive passing offense to begin with. Vernon Davis is still the number one, and both Manningham and Crabtree ahead of Moss. I think Manningham is going to end up possibly being the number one receiver there. I've talked about him a little bit for this week as a sleeper, with the Bills having given up a lot of touchdowns to wide receivers so far. And, you know, not being particularly strong against the pass. I'd have no problem dropping him for guys that like, you know, Manningham, who may still be on waivers. You know, if Devon Best for Miami is still sitting there on waivers, or possibly a young guy with some upside, I just don't see a lot of coming from Moss this season. He'll have, like you say, he'll have maybe one or two big games, but that's about it.
Well, Luke, we do it every week. We got to ask you, of all the guys in the entire realm of fantasy football, who is the best start this week at any position? And obviously, who is a guy that normally would start that you better put on the bench this week?
Well, you know, at any position, we already mentioned him, but Matt Ryan just has such a nice matchup versus the Redskins. Their pass defense has been dreadful. At other positions, I really like two guys at running back who I think could have huge weeks, Peterson and Marshawn Lynch. You know, the Tennessee defense has just given up a slew of points, like 38 a game, and Peterson could run all over them. It's a home game for him, too. You know, Lynch is going into Carolina where they've been getting whooped by running backs recently with Turner, and the week before with Andre Brown putting up a career day. You know, some bad plays. You know, a guy who's going to be ranked pretty highly just because of his name, you know, his situation and a great team. But Andre Johnson, I don't particularly like this week because I think that's going to get real, real ugly real early versus the Jets. And they're so bad against the run, I think they lean on Arian Foster, hand it off to Ben Tate a little bit and let their defense do the rest of the work and keep Andre Johnson pretty limited.
Well, it's interesting that you brought up Adrian Peterson because Kelly has this question. Would you trade Adrian Peterson for Drew Brees? He says, my other quarterbacks are Big Ben and Tony Romo.
I probably wouldn't because, as I mentioned earlier, it's such a thin position this year, and Peterson is running incredibly hard right now. You know, he's had over 100 total yards against the Niners defense a couple weeks ago. And for anybody to be able to do that, you know he's just an absolute elite talent, which we already knew. But, you know, he's also proven that he's back from the ACL tear. As good as Brees is, you know, that would have to be, for me, that would have to be like a 12-plus, 14-plus, you know, team league, a really bigger league to even think about it because Ben is playing well. I do know you need a quarterback to win, but Peterson...
So you would take player. Peterson in that deal then?
Most likely, because I think Roethlisberger's going to have a nice year.
All right, sounds good. I think that is all the questions. I think we've got through them all. Let me double check. Yeah, that's gone. All right. That looks great. Luke, hey, we'll let you get on with it, and we'll talk with you again next Thursday. Thanks for the time.
Sounds good.
Check him out, guys, on rotowire.com. Luke Hoover answering all your fantasy football questions. Interesting. I'm writing that down, taking those notes. There you go. All right. Well, here's what's happened today. Luke Hoover has told you who the great fantasy football players of the week should be. I have predicted the Braves over the Yankees in the World Series in a true homer job, and Spencer Schubert has selected the Reds to defeat Detroit in the World Series. And we're just waiting the official word, but all signs pointing that Nebraska has a new athletic director. It will be Sean Eichhorst, who resigned in the last 24 hours as the athletic director at Miami of Florida. He'd only been there since April of 2011. Before that, he had been at South Carolina, and after South Carolina, he was the right-hand man of Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin for 3 seasons. So those are the repeats of the news of the day. Anything else that we've got for you that we want to pass along? Don't forget the Loper Lunch is already underway at UNK, and tonight the debut of Loper Review on Charter, Channel 20, 7 o'clock. Also, we want to let you know that district softball is going on. Best of luck to all of those squads around the area. Spencer, anything else, man?
You touched on it. A little district softball. We'll have some highlights tonight on NTV, and we're getting ready to freeze our tushes off tomorrow night. Sports Extra.
Yeah, it's not going to be that bad if the wind don't blow. It's just going to be cooler.
It's Nebraska. Wind will blow.
You got to get rid of the shorts. You got to put the pants on. Yeah. You got to maybe bring out a jacket or a sweatshirt. Yeah. It's Friday night football the way we like it.
Put on the gloves.
Good games tomorrow. We're looking forward to chatting about that. Jimmy Langan's in tomorrow. Don't forget, $100 in Cunningham's gift cards are up for grabs for Pigs Skin Pick'em. Also believe there might be a Mike Perenio sighting tomorrow, and we may have a new athletic director officially by tomorrow. So stay with us for the latest on the Doug and Daddy Show. Tonight, Cardinals and Rams here on ESPN Radio. I've got some volleyball. I will be in Axtell with Amherst and Pleasant for Triangular on 98.9 FM and PlatteRiverPreps.com getting underway at 5. I want to thank Sean Callahan from Husker Online, Silver Lake football coach Dwayne Art, and Luke Hoover from RotoWire. Plus Spencer Schubert for being here today.
Always a pleasure.
See you tomorrow, folks. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey!